Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
Jan Daniels. He changed his name after his daughter got married.
Yeah.
First name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
People do it.
That's nice. It's August 19th, 2024. How we doing?
Oh man, so good.
Welcome back, Kevin. How was your vacation?
I was here off and on.
Oh, okay. Would you say more off than on, or how would you?
How is this different than any other time?
Let's try to break it down. I was here 3 days.
Okay, yeah.
Then gone 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that week I was here more than I was gone.
That's correct. Good math.
And then the second week I was gone 3 days mm-hmm. and here 2.
Yeah.
So it's 5-5. It's a 5-5 tie.
Oh, it's a tie.
Mm.
Well, today breaks the tie, I say.
Is that right?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Also, I knew it was going to happen. That something would be like, oh, we're going to change the gate code for you as soon as you're on vacation. I actually laughed. I got the email and I just started chuckling. I thought, really? So the second somebody goes on vacation, you got to, first of all, trying to remember all your logins around these parts. Not always the easiest thing. So far, so good, by the way. I haven't forgotten a login yet, and I think that I've had to use like 4 of them. But I got to the
nice
gate
work.
Code. Thank you, Kevin. I got to the gate.
You're gone for 2 weeks.
That's a long time, yeah.
Yeah. That's easy to forget stuff, even if you're younger.
Correct. Yeah, that's very true.
No offense.
Uh-huh. I got to the gate code, and I told Steve this morning I was going to try to remember the pattern of the new numbers because it's a 5-digit code.
Yeah, is it a good pattern?
No, not really. That was the problem.
Hold on, No, not at all.
No, and so I was challenging myself because it was like a week ago that I had read it, and I only read it once in an email, and I was, like thinking, oh, I'll try to remember the pattern just to test myself. I got here and I sat there for about a minute, and then went, this is dumb. I have a key card, so then I dug out my key card to get in. But I thought, wouldn't it be fun if you could remember, like you only saw it one time a week ago, and have never done it, never put it in, and you could remember a code.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And impossible.
I did it last week that way, Jay, where I hadn't used it, and I just had seen it one time, and I remembered it. And then Steve said, that's not right. And then turns out it was right, Steve.
Oh,
Kevin,
man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 isn't that hard.
Yeah. Now,
that would be so great if that was it.
Steve had a lot of things where he, I think without you here and being over in your chair, your spot in the studio.
Yeah.
I think he started feeling pretty good, which I like. I like confident Steve.
All right.
But he just, like, numerous things last week said, no, that's not right, Kevin.
He's just feeling pretty strong about it.
Come back on the air and go, yeah, Kevin was right. Kevin is right. Kevin is always right. I was like, dude, I wasn't even trying to be right. I just knew you weren't.
You are right.
He felt pretty confident in just saying, yeah, that's not right. Just figures the odds were in his favor.
Oh, man.
Going on there. He's like, he's probably wrong.
I feel like today's show is going to be so fun. When you haven't seen each other for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, that would be a fun show, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
But the fact that your daughter got married,
what?
The fact that you had 50 people at your lake place, or cabin, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Oh, the fact that there was terrible weather,
yeah.
your family was there. I mean, there's so many
things. There's a lot to do there,
That I just have so much I want. And I know you love just talking about your life for 4 hours, but today you may not have a choice.
It's my favorite.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This is off the air.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, once I heard you say, like, you bought her an oval necklace.
Oval?
And I was like, that's not what it was.
Kevin James.
Well, you said birthstone. That's what I was going for. I was going for birthstone.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, that's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that oval is a birthstone?
You're a birthstone.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Do you want to tell him now, Steve? Do you want to tell Jay
that
now,
you're a birthstone or what?
Or later about what happened?
What do you mean?
Do you want to tell him?
Tell him what?
Steve.
I mean, Kevin got glasses while I was gone. That's huge.
I did. Looks I got nice. Glasses, Jay. Great, great I can't glasses. Stand them. I think I'm going to have to go take them back. Oh,
they look
know.
Great, though. They look great.
Yeah,
they
no, can... the look of them is fine, mm-hmm. which thank God, because yeah, they she... were so expensive.
Right.
But then I had to get these, I don't know, progressive lenses. But
okay.
I got the most expensive progressive lenses that man makes.
Is that how they
because,
sell?
Because, yeah, they're easier to adjust, and they're very small in the corner.
Oh.
In the
Wait, does that mean you have, like, reading on the bottom
well,
part?
Well, yeah, Jay, because I can't remember what was happening before with the glasses I had. I needed them for far away.
Yeah.
But I could not read anything with them because my eyesight is perfectly fine. If I take these off, I see the computer.
Well, that's great. Good. It's like 4 inches
see,
from your face.
I can read my phone with small font. You
I
know
see.
What I'm saying? But
I
like
see,
some
yeah.
people can't do that, right? Like they can't see close. I can see close great.
Okay.
I just can't see far away.
So you just needed progressive. I thought that meant that was depending on the way they voted.
I don't know.
He hasn't lost it.
I don't know. I don't know what that even means for sure. I don't know if I vote that way or not.
Just keep on going, baby. Welcome back, Kevin.
So anyways, they're driving me bonkers,
How was your vacation?
Dude. And I keep thinking that I'm going to get used to them because that's what they said.
Yeah, you'll adjust.
But the problem is, Jay, what do I do with my head all the time? Do I... My natural
Lean
position.
Lean it against the wall.
My natural position.
Wish your neck was longer.
I tip my head
tip
back.
Tip your head back, yeah.
Don't I? Because like in photos all the time, the
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The, whoever they're taking, you know, someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
They will just say, oh, tip your head down a little
Put
bit, Kevin.
Put your chin down there,
Put
Kevin.
Put your chin down.
Put your chin down.
Because I naturally do that. And we talked about that, and I... But so the problem is, like, I feel like I'm looking and, like, half my world is blurry all the time.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
I don't like it. And then even reading stuff down below, when I look through the bottom crack or whatever, still not great.
Easy.
Welcome back.
So there's my troubles.
Hey, cool.
With my brand new glasses.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer. Yeah.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange
Steve
soda.
He does.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh, boy. It's great to have you back, Jay.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's great to have you back, Kevin.
Thanks, Steve. It was a long weekend without you.
Was it? You know, something we didn't...
Was it?
I don't know. What do you want me to say to that?
Right.
I usually think about you a lot on the weekend, and I'll be honest, I did not this weekend.
Wow.
Yesterday. No, that's a lie.
Hurtful.
Yesterday, I thought about you because my granddaughter wanted to call you. She was very disappointed. She called Uncle Coop, and he didn't answer.
Oh, no.
And then she wanted to call...
How far down is Steve on the list?
She called Grandma... Not bad. Listen to this, Jay. She called Grandma Karen, my mom.
Okay, so Coop was number one.
Yeah, and my mom answered and said, hey, I'm at church. Can I call you back?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still at the church helping out. And she said, okay, Grandma. Oh, and she's like, oh, hey, sweetie, I love you.
Oh, because she thought it was you.
Yeah.
So she was totally dismissing your call. Yeah. That's fair, though.
And then she goes, can we call Steven?
Steven.
And I was like, nah, let's not call Steven. Let's not bother him. And then I don't know, I gave her a cookie or something, and she was distracted, and that was it.
Wow. Great story.
Thank you, Steve. But you were third on the list. That is not bad, buddy.
Yeah.
That is, I'll take that.
Congrats,
that's,
Steve.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good, Steven.
Thanks, Jameson. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something we didn't talk about on Friday, but I was going to mention, and Jay, I think you'll be excited about this as well.
Okay.
I drove the truck on Thursday.
The Coyote Country pickup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's not a truck.
All right, pickup.
Either way.
Fine. You can call it a truck.
I do, yeah.
Can you not?
Yeah, no, you, I was you just can, but I'm just... Jay is right. The way you corrected that, Jay, was a good clarification for Steve that I didn't even know if he knew that clarification.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a complicated... farming people in particular really don't like to call those trucks because they have real trucks, just like truckers have trucks. But, you know, for those of us who normally drive a car, that's a truck.
It's a truck. Yeah.
So what do I say?
You can say truck. It's fine.
Is it?
I was just clarifying to make sure everybody knew what we were talking about. You said the truck, and I wanted to say Coyote Country pickup, and now we've wasted way too much time on it.
It'd be super sweet if we had a wheat truck.
Man, imagine that thing. Just drive around with a big logo on the side.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes, please. Back to you, Steve.
Well, never mind.
You drove the pickup. And he wants...
Accurately?
He wants kudos for this.
Yeah, no, I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Did you park it appropriately? I mean, what seemed to be... What was your most... Your shining moment?
It didn't go well, but oh, I just want you to... How? I just wanted to let you know that I did it.
Did you hit something?
No.
Well, then it went fine.
Okay, then it went fine.
Did we get any calls from listeners?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, that's the only other thing.
Yeah, we're going to have to put the little thing on the... How's my driving on the back?
I remember
Steve's
one time,
start driving.
Student driver.
One time that happened where there was like a promo tech and they hadn't had, I think it was the first time they ever drove the truck.
Oh, it was, Jim.
And they were like in a hurry and they passed me on the freeway doing like 80 and then if somebody had called and it was all, I was like,
no,
oh.
Who was the one that did the...
Well, the one that hit the fence over at the ballpark. Yeah, that was bad. I felt so bad for her.
And that was like just started here.
Yeah,
too,
she
right?
was crying when I showed up at the remote and she's like, and I'm like, what happened? Are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I hit the fence with the truck. And I was like, oh no.
You're like, that's what this truck is for.
I go, it's fine. And she's like, no, it's not fine. I scratched the truck. It's my first day. I'm like,
and
man, that's a bad
first
day.
Then he fired her.
Such a lie. But I did drive the truck out of the ballpark, so she didn't run anybody over.
You're just like, I got this.
I'm like, could you please go ahead and jump in the pasture side? I got it. All right, thanks.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I said, well, in order for that to happen, we'll also have to do something funny.
Kevin James.
Well, aren't you partially in control of that?
100%. Jay, I didn't mean that it was all on Steve. He was like, oh, got all offended. I was.
Fair.
It's probably my fault more than anyone.
All right. Well, your name's on the show.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can get your questions in on the text line if you'd like. 509-441-0999, the Runge Furniture Studio line. At first day back from vacation. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Chance to win some Kevin Hart tickets on the way. And we'll also qualify you for the silver to silver sweepstakes, which is basically... You know, four tickets to Silverwood and then a two-night stay at Silver Mountain Resort. So it's a very cool little promotion, kind of a little staycation, if you will, to kind of wrap up the summer.
Do you mind if I ask you a question that is non-vacation related?
You can ask all the questions you like, Kevin.
You don't have to answer them.
That is correct.
That is correct.
It's kind of like when someone knocks on the door.
You don't have to answer
it. You don't have to answer it. Kids, when someone calls the house, you know, back in the day when we had home phones, don't answer it. Why not? Because I said so. I don't want to talk to anybody. Don't have to answer. It's optional.
I learned that the hard way the other day that doesn't always work out like you think it will. Knock on the door.
You're not going to answer it?
And it's just that thing where I'm still laying in bed. It's vacation. I'm not getting up.
Oh, so it was relatively early, like noon.
Yeah, it was, you know what, Jay? It was like 9:30.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
And then.
I mean, it is business hours at least. Yeah, I got it. They're not giving up.
I was like, oh, my God. I'm not getting up. I'm sure I owe you money, but okay. Go away.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, serve me papers a different day.
Oh,
whatever.
My goodness.
I don't know. Who else needs in that bad? Ding dong.
Oh,
ding
wow.
Dong,
wow. Then the bell.
Ding dong. I'm like, oh. And I have my AirPods in, so I'm just trying to ignore it.
Sure.
And then Finally, I hear this. Hey, anybody here?
Oh, no.
It's maintenance.
Oh, I see.
It's maintenance. Anybody here?
Well, that was extremely, what, nice or persistent? I don't know what would be the word.
I think they were doing a good job of, you know, knocking
making sure,
and
making
sure.
You don't want to just walk
then
in.
Then he comes in and he's just yelling, maintenance, anybody here?
Yeah.
And I'm laying there with my breathing machine over my nose. And I'm like, I go, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. Hey, we're just here. We have to change out all the light bulbs today.
Oh.
And I go, okay. And I start to say something, and then I realize, oh, he's not talking to me.
Oh.
He's not talking to me at all.
Is he next door at this point?
No, he's in my house, but at that point, I did not realize that my son's girlfriend was there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so she came out and was like, there's a man in the house.
And you knew at that point she wasn't talking about you.
No.
Ew.
So, yeah, it was a little weird. Don't always just ignore it. Doesn't mean they still won't come in. Jay, here's my question.
Yes, sir.
Across the street, One Spokane Stadium.
Correct.
Kevin Hart is going to be there this weekend.
Man.
Isn't that wild?
It is weird, yeah.
Yeah. Along with all the other, you know, Tom Segura.
Yep.
Shane Gillis. Mm-hmm. Those are the big names.
Yep.
How do you think they set that up? I just, like, we had the Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan. Where do you think the stage is set up? What is your vision of it?
Oh, boy. I don't know why I thought it would be on the opposite end of our building.
Opposite end of our building, facing us, right?
Yes.
Music coming this way. You could stand here. You could see it, right?
Yeah, that's
what I pictured, too.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
They had the stage, so this is the back of the stage over here.
On our side.
But it sounded weird to me, and I wonder if they'll change it because...
Wait, who was there already?
Bob Dylan, heard of him? Willie Nelson?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that
and
was all gone.
John
huh?
Cooter Mellencamp.
So they had the seat. They had the seats facing us and the stage back to us.
Yeah, and then of course the grandstands facing.
Yeah.
The way they're facing. They
right,
can't
you can't
really
move
those.
I mean, good luck.
Yeah, and so this is the back of the stage.
Okay.
Over here,
yeah,
towards the street.
I mean,
but what was weird is the sound, at least over here, was just slapping off the podium and coming back this
so that
way.
Did not sound great?
Is not over here it didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if it sounded great in the stadium.
Mm.
Steve Hawk gave us inside information that he heard with the comedy show that it'll not be set up that way.
Well, how's it going to be set up then?
I don't know.
Oh, he is just a super secret, but he
won't
tell you?
Yeah, he was set it.
Well, I'm looking at it right here.
That maybe the stage will be facing the grandstands, it sounded like.
I can't make heads nor tails of it. I'm okay. Looking at it.
Okay, because they have a seating map.
Yeah, they do. It looks like it might be sideways.
I think that's what he said, that he thought the ticket, that this one was going to be like more on the field.
Yeah, it looks
facing
like
facing the grandstands for the comedy.
That might be it, yeah. Yeah, it looks like
it's just kind of weird. It's a new venue, and it was different than what I expected.
How was it received, then, the overall Willie Nelson show?
I heard nothing but good things about it, you know.
What did you hear about it, Steve? When you were communicating with all the people that went to the show.
Hey, Terry told me it was great. Our boss.
Okay. All right. Very good.
That's who we talked to.
What?
It's fine. I mean, it's not a bad theory.
Just keep talking to the boss.
Willie Nelson is 91 years old.
And was that but the concert was good? Like Willie was as expected?
I mean, I think, like I said, I didn't hear anything bad about
it. Okay, good. Yeah,
I heard
good.
A lot of talk about John Cougar Mellencamp.
Okay.
Just because people were like, oh, man, I forgot how many great songs he had. And he was so, you know, because he was kind of third on the lineup.
Sure.
But I think everybody was expecting we have legends.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan. And
well, John Cougar Mellencamp is a legend.
He is a legend, I mean, too, right? And I think that's that thing. You get there and you go, oh, yeah, this guy's really awesome, too.
They're showing commercial right now for the comedy club.
Stadium.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see if they're showing any of that. No, the setup is going to be sideways, I think. Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Because I think
they
have tables set up like down front or something.
Right. That'll be way easier for me to sit over here and listen to Kevin Hart on Sunday. The Big 99.9 Coyote. Are we allowing that or not? I can't remember.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What does Epcot stand for? This was an interesting one.
My answer was going to be the same thing Mensa stands for, but I guess that would have been wrong.
Well played. Well
everyone.
Played.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
It is Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
What?
Steve.
Oh, Mike, that's the dumbest question you've ever asked.
Ever ask a question like that again, you're grounded for a month.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
Let's get to the text, 509-441-0999. First of all, John said Mellencamp was really good. Willie and his sons were good. Dylan was Dylan. That should recap it there.
That's fair, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Welcome back. This is from Jeff. Welcome back. Jay, did you save any lives on vacation this year? No.
Yeah, you've kind of been on a cold streak.
I just had one, vacation.
You were on a hot streak, and then you did not.
Well, back-to-back vacations, lives. And then that was it. That's been a minute, so. Which is good, actually. I prefer that. Kevin, I tried for 4 months to get used to the progressive lenses. Couldn't do it. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. This might be a thing. I have to take them back at some point.
Maybe. This one says, glad you're back. I mean, it was great listening to the siblings fight for 2 weeks, but...
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
We got along... quite
I think
nicely.
We did pretty well. Yeah.
Did you though?
There were some days.
Mm-hmm. There's always some days.
I will say I thought my vacation was going to be one of those vacations. Remember the Minnesota trip, Kevin, where it was everything went wrong. We got in an accident. You know, the trailer had to be dropped off in Missoula because my son ended up hitting some shrapnel in the road.
You drank gasoline.
I drank gasoline. That was a lot.
That I will never forget. He accidentally drank a thing of gasoline because. The kids put the wrong thing and the wrong thing, and then he grabbed it and drank it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very complicated story. But bottom line is, there was a gas oil mix laying there that I thought was my Zip Fizz, and I drank it. Well, I got it in my mouth and realized it wasn't Zip Fizz. It was gasoline, guys. And I spit it out.
Yeah, and Jay, this vacation had more moving parts.
Oh, way more.
Than anything you've ever dealt with.
Smoothest ever,
too. So many people there.
Yeah.
Was it, you think, because you were so prepared going into it because of the wedding? Like, it kind of forces you to be prepared, right?
Sure, yeah. You got to plan way, way, way ahead. There was only a few things. Like, first of all, it started 5 minutes after I left the building. I get a phone call from Diamond that says we're off the air. And we were off the air for an hour and a half. And it was like, I said to my wife, I go, Is this how it's going to go?
Is this really what
I'm like,
it's
this is how it's going to go? Where like we go off the air and it was a major problem, blah, 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 blah. And it gets fixed. And it's fine. So that was
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was
so
great.
So you didn't have to deal with that the whole time you were gone.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that would have been about, I would have taken over.
That's what I was concerned about.
Fair enough. That is fair.
It's like,
Jay.
God, I hope Kevin doesn't have to fix anything. Well, this is going to be terrible.
Describe to me your daughter's wedding dress, because if I'm not mistaken, you did not get to see her until before the ceremony. Is that what you guys decided? I think you told me that's what you decided to do.
Yeah, there was a first look.
You got
look,
a first look.
Which was, so it was like the wedding day, right, and I'm waiting outside for the first look, and my sons, and my daughter wants our sons to do it, my sons to do it as well.
Oh, okay.
So they're
with you?
So that I have a boy on each side.
Oh, okay.
And
your sons are random.
Yes, both. So they're standing there, my sons are standing there, and we've got our backs to it, and you know, my one son's 23, the other's 20, and the guy puts a microphone, the videographer puts a microphone on me, and so we're standing there waiting. Now, it was probably better because I know I would have just been blubbering had my sons not been there. But, of course, they're just fooling around being complete 20-year-olds.
Absolutely.
Right before we turn around. So it was almost like...
Because to them, it's a cool moment, but it's not that big of a deal. It's just seeing your sister in her wedding dress.
Yeah, I mean, they were both like... There's one picture where they both have the biggest grins on their face, which was great. They loved it. But it was one of those deals where just before we turn around, I said to my sons, I go, hey, are you nervous? And my son makes some sort of crack, like, you know, hey, man, I play college sports. I don't get nervous. I'm a gamer. And he just starts going off, talking smack like we're in the middle of a game. And I just glance over. I go, you know, I have a microphone on, right? And right then they're like, okay, turn around, which was probably better because it was the only time during the whole ceremony, like, that I got caught, you know, off guard, sort of, so to speak, emotionally.
Oh, okay.
So it caught me.
It did get you.
Just a little bit.
It's your little girl.
Right. And she looked stunning. She was absolutely gorgeous. And you know, she's standing there with the biggest smile on her face. And I got two idiots on either side of me. It would be kind of like showing up with you two, you know.
Yeah. Whoa.
No offense, Steve. Just but fooling again, around.
Probably, like you said, made the moment so you weren't a complete blubbering fool.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
And couldn't recover, and you had to do your makeup again.
Right,
and
we don't want that. We don't want that. So, yeah, that was the one time. But, like, walking her down the aisle, she was so, it was just more of joy than there was of being emotional, just because the way she was, because she was extremely happy, obviously. And there's one picture of, like, us walking down the aisle, and she's got it. The biggest grin on her face. No, you can post it, yeah.
Okay, can I post? That's what I was going to ask you. Do you want me to post that one? Because I do think it's a great photo.
I don't know which one it is. I'm assuming it might be one that I stole from my wife.
It's so perfect.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, you guys look like you're in a magazine.
Really?
It's beautiful. Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful. Cool.
Why don't you just share the whole album?
Well,
because you haven't seen how many pictures Denise posted.
Well, it was funny because we were kind of waiting. Like, you know, we were like, because, you know, like, oh, will the photographer get us any pictures?
No, I know. I think I looked right away,
Jay. 6 weeks or something like that. And I was like,
they'll give you a little sneak peek once
in
a while.
No, she didn't.
She won't?
No. And that was a bummer. And then you had to deal with my wife.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, was if, did you guys have a photographer at the wedding?
Yeah, it was weird,
because your wife had a ton of pictures, and I'm like, wait, was Denise taking pictures the whole day?
No, that was the
instead of enjoying it.
Now you've struck a nerve, because
okay.
So first of all, many people said to her, "Hey, you're not the photographer.
Cannot do it.
Don't.
Yeah,
don't
I was
waste
be
your
like,
day taking the pictures.
I was gonna scold her, Jay, if she did it.
And then so she didn't. So she left it. She didn't have a pocket anyway. Where was she gonna keep it? So you know, she didn't take any pictures. So she took very very few pictures. Well, then
where did all of these come from?
Then she started, you know, sending out the messages.
Who
family, friends, who's got pictures? I need pictures.
Yeah, that's
this
fair.
Is ridiculous. I need pictures. This is dumb. I want some pictures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then she ended up with some pictures.
Yeah,
so,
a few hundred
pictures.
Which is great, Jay, because guess what? I went to look for pictures of the wedding. I was like, I want to see pictures of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was nothing. And I just thought, oh, they don't care.
No. I just wasn't sure.
They got through it. They're
I
like,
said
hey,
to my wife, I go, can,
she's
what
yours
are we,
now, Jacob.
What are we
see
posting?
Ya.
Like, can we post? I mean, I wanted my daughter to be able to post first, if
absolutely.
That's what she wanted to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And so then it was like, my wife's like, well, no, she said it's fine. So we started posting stuff. But, well,
okay, but
I posted one. And she,
photo stuff will be coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
eventually.
Good. Because I didn't know. I was like, well, maybe you guys just decided not to go with a photographer up there or not. But yeah, Jay, that post, I would love to post a picture of you and your daughter walking down the aisle.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
It's beautiful. But then I didn't know if you wanted to post, like, or do we need to post one of Jacob, her husband?
No.
Thank you. No, he's great. But I was like, yeah, it's about you. It's not the